Jesse, to kick things off, give us your name, age, where you're located, and what you do for business.
I am Jesse. I'm 24 years old. And actually, I had a birthday. I'm actually 25.
25, let's go.
I am in Kelowna, Canada right now. And what I do for business is I help people get clean water into their homes. But I'm kind of switching into actually helping people realize that they can live a really fulfilling life when they realize they are actually their biggest healers and their biggest gift. So
That's very powerful. That's very powerful. I saw the submission. I would love to kind of just open it up and just see where you would love to go in this call, because I want to give as much value as possible. And whether it's personal, whether it's professional priorities, totally open book, wherever you want to take it. I'm just kind of curious to see what's top of mind for you on this call today.
Well, when I initially hopped on, I think one of the biggest things I feel like I struggle with that I thought I could get value from you from just seeing your content is how I can actually do the things in my day to get the most done. Because I feel like I have a ton of ideas, but the organization of it just falls flat. And then I feel like I'm spinning my tires on where I can actually put my energy best to get to the next step to then keep going. Because it's just like, I just picture the end goal and then I keep, I don't know, just that cycle. I'm not actually getting much done and my ideas are just sitting. And I feel like I'm just losing the fire the more I let my ideas sit and not actually take the action to put it out there and see what sticks and what works and actually just get comfortable with trying.
What's the roadblock from getting you to just do the thing? Like, you have all these ideas, which is great. Now it's just like you need to put action and follow through on them. What's the roadblock? Are you distracting yourself? Is there limiting beliefs? Not enough confidence? What comes up?
I'm distracting myself, but at the same time, I think the fear is actually like, is this needed? Because I know what I feel I want to give, but is it actually needed enough to put out there that someone would pay money for, that someone would feel like they need? I feel like the people I'm around are not the people I would want to help. So I feel there's just a lack of understanding if what I want to offer is actually what is needed. And then there's just kind of that gap of like, I guess that fear of throwing it out there and not having people actually need what I want to offer is the biggest thing.
Yes. So if we evaluate our surroundings and we use that as like a, is this needed or not? That can be a problem, right? So for example, for me, if I look around at most people I surround myself with, they're not really my ideal coaching client. And so if I was to let that be the basis of whether I was a coach or honestly made 99% of the content I make, I wouldn't do it because they are all very structured, regimented. They maximize their time. They're extremely passionate individuals, but I have to pull myself out and remind myself that I was once not surrounded by these types of people. So I say that because yes, you may not be around people that need what you are potentially going to create, but you have to really believe, because I truly believe it, like there is a product like market fit for almost anything that you can create nowadays. It can be extremely niche. Like one thing I saw the other day that I was just like, wow, what a niche thing to be in is like buying like car emblem logos. Like if you have a Lexus and you need to replace your Lexus logo or like the emblem, like there's someone that has a full-time business that just sells those. Like that's extremely niche, right?
Yeah.
But then there's someone else who's making t-shirts with a smiley face and that's its own niche, right? So you can get really like very specific niche or you can be very wide, but I promise you that that product, that offering, that service you want to provide people absolutely is needed. The only thing you need to do to find those people is give yourself permission to allow yourself to create social media content, to test. And I promise you, those people are going to find you based on hashtags you use, based on topics that you speak on in your content. They exist. They just don't. You need to create the bridge to finding them so that they can find you. And the only way that's going to happen is if you allow yourself to just create and see what happens from it.
Yeah.
How does that speak to you?
Good, because I guess I just get caught up on the not creating and wanting to know the result of it and not actually doing the thing that would get me the result to actually kind of go from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you said that again, because you said that earlier, which is I'm extremely obsessive about day-to-day progress. Like, do I love the end result? You know, maybe posting a video or locking in a client or launching a new product. Absolutely. But I value that those moments just as much as I value this moment right now on this call, because I understand that each action is helping me get to the next version of myself or getting me closer to my goals. So I would challenge you and say, spend 1% of your energy thinking about the finish line, thinking about what you want to do and where you want to go. But then I would ask you to spend 99% of your time, your attention focused on today, presently. What are those small steps that you can take today that are going to help set you up to get you there? And in the beginning, I'm not going to lie, it is really tough because you're so new. You have all of this like pressure to prove to yourself what you're capable of, what you're possible, like what your potential is, and you're just getting started. So it's like, you feel like there's no momentum, right? Mm-hmm. But if you can just buckle down and go like head down for 3 months, for 6 months, even if you just went head down for 30 days, you're going to pop your head up and be like, wow, I'm actually like making progress. Like this is great. Like what would happen if 6 months from now or a year from now? So it is extremely hard in the beginning, but you have to allow yourself to just test, try, and see what comes out on the other side of just going for it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess because you're big with the like day-to-day small things, I guess, where would you start with that? Because I'm like, okay, I need to create content, but that's not going to be the thing that makes me money. But then like to actually bridge it and have some structure, because I find I throw things out there and I'm like, there's no rhyme or reason. It just felt good that day. And I'm trying to find the flow and balance, but also trying to find the structure. And that's where I'm noticing I'm really lacking is the actual like tangible things to do to be like, hey, awesome. Today was actually good. I moved the needle forward in some way, even though there's not that end result. Cause I keep, I expect that, but my day-to-day things aren't going to get that. So I don't really have that almost like checklist of like, hey, I did good today. I can focus on something else tomorrow. I hope.
Yeah. So remind me again in like one sentence, the service that you're trying to provide, please remind me.
It would be helping people realize they can actually feel good in their life. And the biggest thing is they're their best healer. So we don't need everything else outside of us other than like the relationship within us is the most important thing, I guess, is the key thing I want to kind of hone in helping people.
Okay. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you want to help people build a better relationship with themselves.
Yeah.
Beautiful. This is literally the content my partner makes. So I have a lot of good context to kind of where you need to go. Okay. So in the last month, how many pieces of content have you put out just even speaking on some of these subjects and these topics?
I would say like a handful of reels, but I do a lot more of my stories than actual like actual reels or content and stuff. And I think there's some fear there of like, see how
100. Oh, no. It's not think 100% because the stories are a safe play. You know, it's going to be deleted within 24 hours. I don't know what you're posting, but I can tell you right now, the content you're posting is low lift, which, and what I mean by that in a respectful way, it's like, you can pull up the camera, say what you need, post it, move on with your day. There's not this like, let me think of a creative idea. Let me like write a script. Let me like create something, put it to the grid and it's there forever. So yes, the story stuff is good. It's a great start, but that's not going to help you grow. That's only going to help you build a deeper relationship with your current audience, which is great. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. People can see a post by you and be like, oh, that resonates with my friend Lucy. Let me send this to her, and they share it. That's huge. But we need you to get in a consistent habit of like focusing on grid type content, which is going to help you grow your name and your brand and get your name out there.
Yeah.
So all that to say, if you know the end result is you want to help people with the relationship with themselves, I would challenge you, go in easy and ask yourself, well, what would it look like for once a week I post a photo or a video, an IG reel on something within this world, right? If you have no idea what topic to cover, find two or three creators that you're really inspired by that are creating content in that world, and look at what they're creating content on And why don't you create something that speaks to that perspective, but from your own voice, and use them as like a, use them at, almost as a indirect mentor. Like that's what I, when I was early in my podcast career, I was studying people that were creating content similar to what I wanted to create. And then I was like using that as inspiration to then create my own.
Yeah, I like that twist to it, because usually I find I get stuck with that and seeing the comparison and being like, well, I can't just do what everybody's already done kind of thing. But I like that idea of then using that as the inspiration to kind of put my little spin on it and giving that like something I can talk about instead of just being like, oh, it's already out there. Because I think social media is so much smaller than it is.
It's massive.
I've seen it. Everybody else will see it. It's overdone. And that like, kind of, yeah, use them as an indirect mentor and kind of just take that and shift it. I actually like that instead of just feeling almost overwhelmed by it. Like I need to come up with something new. So
yeah, here's the thing, everything that, I don't even know how long you've been following me, but everything that you're seeing from me present day, I'm not necessarily like completely copying and pasting what I see elsewhere, but I am absolutely without a doubt a product of like all of these creators and places that I take inspiration from. And then I pull in all the inspiration and kind of mix it up into my own thing. And then I put it out there. Mm-hmm. So like lean into what is working for other creators and create your own version of it.
Yeah.
And something that I was reminded of yesterday on a call, which is something that I have to overcome, is exactly what you just said, which is like, why am I going to create a video on scheduling your day when I've already seen so many videos on scheduling your day? Like everyone must already get it. But that's the problem right there, is I have this assumption that people already know the answer. So why would they want to hear it from me?
Yeah.
One, people might have seen that video and it may not have clicked for them. How many times do you have to hear things multiple times for it to finally click? And two, the difference is your perspective is one of one. Like if I tried to be the next Lewis Howes or the next Jay Shetty, I'm always going to be at best second place, because there's only one of them. I can't ever be them. But if I bet on myself and I ask myself, how do I become the best version of Bobby Hobart? I'm always going to have a chance at pushing myself to my potential, because I'm doubling down on my own perspective, my own thoughts, my own learnings, my own beliefs.
Yeah. Well, I like that.
So it can be overwhelming, but I think what you could do is today, tomorrow, get a white piece of paper, open up your notes app, and just write down a bunch of ideas and concepts or things that you would want to speak on in social media. If you want to go look at other creators and use that as inspiration, make a list of 15, 20 things. It doesn't really matter. Organize that list and what are you most passionate about speaking on first rather than other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I would look at other creators, how are they creating their content? How are they delivering it? And then ask yourself like, okay, what would a video like this version for me? How could I make something like this? And just test it and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I guess, because the content's not necessarily the area I struggle with. I think more of that idea of having some sort of structure. So it's like, if I know it's going to funnel to something, like I know a reel isn't going to necessarily get someone to actually click my link to work with me. Like I find that's where I'm really struggling to actually get the difference, because I've been showing up probably the past 3 years with the theme of the message I want, of just putting it out there, but not actually being like, hey, you can be a client of mine. That's where I have the biggest fear, is opening that door of like, the lists are there, the content ideas, but I'm like, do I have a way to, I guess, make this more of a funnel down to people actually coming to me and being like, I want to work with you. Because I have people seeing my stuff and they're like, this is awesome, but it's inspiring. It's not like, I want more of this. So like, I have a podcast and I've been diving more into that. But then there's the actual like, where I can one-on-one help people is where I'm struggling to actually. And I guess it's more or less just doing it and putting it out there. But I feel like there's, some people seem to have more structure, like they'll post something and then there's the nice call to action. But I don't know if I'm thinking there needs to be something more behind that than just like a nice call to action and be like, hey, link in the bio.
Well, I'm looking at your profile as we speak, and I already want to flag this to you. I don't know if you realize this or not, but you're curious about working with me? When I click that, it doesn't work.
Oh, that happened today. So yeah, I'm switching that.
Okay. That's good. Oh, yes. Okay. No. So we've identified that.
Yeah.
I'm looking. So another thought is look at 2 to 3 creators you're really inspired by. Look at their IG bio and see how they set it up. I think yours is great, which is living every day like an explorer on new adventures, gives you context to that. Helping humans come back to their true nature and feel good about life. Love that. You have the podcast linked up. I would almost consider putting like another line, because if I just land on this page, I have no idea looking at this that you have a coaching program. Mm-hmm. So if you go look at mine, and I'm not saying you have to follow what I have, like I'm very clear in the last line, like one-on-one coaching and my programs with an arrow pointing down.
Yeah.
So if you hit my landing page, immediately you're going to see I have a mentor tree coming up, and you're also going to see I have a one-on-one program.
Yeah.
So I hope that one of those things will catch someone's eyes, and then they'll click and want to learn more. And then from there, I love, you have like a things that I love. So that's like good value add for people to get to know you. You have the link, which you need to, obviously you said update. I wish I could see it so I could kind of give you some thoughts on it. But like the discovery call, does it give the person context to like what you can help them do? Like, hey, you're at point A, this is point B where I can get you. If you want to learn more, click this link.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of where I almost feel like I'm so vague, is because it does feel vague. Like I want to help women do this specific thing and achieve this goal, because I haven't coached anybody to have the results to have like what I'm really offering them. So I guess my confidence in what I'm offering them isn't quite there enough to say, this is what you'll get.
Right.
I just know through my experience. So it's that jump from not yet doing it, but knowing it's possible through, I guess, doing it in other ways that I have, but actually to be like, hey, I'm a coach, you can work with me, is where there's that, like, it seems like a massive leap right now, but I'm
doing
some things and not, I guess, the next little things I need.
This is an incredibly important context that I need to know. So when I was thinking about starting my coaching program, I felt the same way. It's like, how am I going to be a coach? How am I going to sell a program when I've never coached anyone? Doesn't make any sense. So what I did was I posted an Instagram story and I said, I'm thinking about launching a coaching program and I want to help entrepreneurs. I don't remember what I wrote, like maximize their day and become super productive and time efficient and have work-life balance. Does this interest you? And I put a poll, yes or no. I probably had 15 people hit yes, which then I clicked each of their DMs and went to each of their DMs and said, hey, would you be open to chatting about it, about me becoming your coach? I got one of them to say yes, and I cut him an incredible deal. Literally, I think what I charged him is like a tenth of what I charge a monthly client now. But I knew I needed to get one client so I could understand like, what are the client's needs? How do I want to like operate as a coach? I worked with him for 2 months, and that was everything I needed, because then now I had a case study of what it was like to work with a client. So for you, I think that is incredibly important. You have 2,200 followers right now. I guarantee you could get one person to say yes to you. And even if it was for free, it's going to help you get your hands involved in like how coaching works. What is it that you're helping specific, like what are you helping these people do? Once you have that experience, it's going to be so much easier for you to understand like your target demo, your target client. How do you message, like they're at point A, how are you going to get them to point B? So I think that's a huge step for you, is literally just post an Instagram story and see if anyone reaches out like, hey, I'm starting a coaching, and it's vulnerable, right? Like you're just like, I'm a newbie and I'm literally going to post this, but you have to let go of caring. And I would post like, hey, I'm thinking about starting a coaching program and I'm helping people do X, Y, and Z. Does this interest you? Do the poll, yes or no. And then everyone that says yes, DM them directly and say, hey, I would love to set up a 20-minute call to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Because from there, once you have one client that says yes, it's going to be so much easier, because you're going to have context to what they actually need help with. And when you're working with someone consistently, you now can use them to create content. Like, oh, Jesse asked me these 3 questions on this call. I'm going to create content on those 3 questions because I know if she's having these questions, there's likely other people in the same spot as her asking the same questions.
Yeah. Do you find, I guess, because that's my other thing where people are like, if you do free, people don't really respect that or take it as seriously. They don't really want to waste people's time, but for something like that, I guess, would you, like you did mention, like free call kind of thing, or like low cost coaching? So that's my other thing. I'm like, okay, how much can I rightfully charge someone if I don't have the experience to be like, pay this big ticket price? Because everybody I'm actually looking to for guidance, they've been in it for 2 years, so they're charging what it is worth. But then that bracket between like people not taking it seriously, but also they're still paying something that I'm not feeling like they're being out anything, even if they didn't say get the results I wanted or whatnot. Like,
yeah. So I don't think there's anything wrong with free coaching messaging. Literally, that's why we're on this call today. I created a post saying, hey, I'm going to be doing a bunch of free coaching calls to my community because it's something I value. I want to give back to those that are like supporting me. I'm also really just passionate and get really fired up from doing just these 30-minute free calls because it's like great. It's direct impact on people. There's no sell at the end. There's no like, I just do it for the love of it. But yeah, it is free. So one, I don't think there's a problem with you messaging, hey, I'm giving out free coaching. Two is the only reason that that first client, I felt confident to charge them was because leading up to that moment, I had probably spent about 5 or 6 years like creating content. I had at that point done north of 250 podcast episodes with guests solo. I felt really confident that I knew what I was talking about and can be of value. So I think you have two options. One, you can just do free and just find one client for free and use them as like a test model. If you're like, no, I actually want to get something out of it, like ask yourself, what does that price look like for you? For me, that first client was we did 4 calls a month for 30 minutes each, and it was $100 a call. So it was $400 a month for him. I'm not saying that's what you need to charge. I'm not saying you need to go higher or lower, but that's just the context of what I had landed on. You gotta like test yourself. Like maybe you just do one client for free, get some like experience, and then, you know, use a testimonial and then charge a client $100 a call, then go up to 150. But I don't think you're doing anything wrong offering your service for free because ultimately you just need reps right now. I don't know how long you've been podcasting. I don't know the topics. I don't know if you have guests. I don't know what that looks like. But if you feel like that experience actually puts you in a better position to just blatantly ask for money right out the gate, then, you know, be my guest and ask for what you believe you should be getting in return right out the gate from these coaching calls.
Okay. No, that kind of answered the question I had with that, with the free call. And yeah, literally this is a good example of that. Like I didn't take it really as serious. I'm still appreciative of it and everything. So I've just, heard lots of back and forth with offering that free call. Some people won't take it serious. And I think it'd be the best step for me to actually feel comfortable with it and kind of get those reps in, like you said. Like, I don't want to charge someone for something that I believe it has value, but I would rather help people, whether it's free, and actually see that firsthand, that then I know kind of the value I have to offer other people at a cost.
Two thoughts. One is you're absolutely correct. Are people not going to take it serious? And that's exactly why there was an application that you had to fill out to even get to this call.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many submissions I had, maybe north of 100. And probably 60 to 70% were just respectfully, just I knew I was not going to take a call because based on their submission, either they were looking for something that I don't actually provide as like a service, not as a service, but like they were asking questions on topics that like are not what I really speak on, or the submission was just clearly just half-assed and they just didn't care, then I'm like, I'm not going to take a call. Like, you have to put some thought and energy into the submission. Otherwise, I just moved on. So there's that. So maybe you come up with like a 3-question questionnaire and then you can evaluate like how serious is this person? Do I think I can actually be of service? And then secondly, you do have value to add. I know you have, like you said, you have no coaching experience right now. I don't know how long you've been doing your podcast. But the one thing I will challenge you is coaching isn't about being like the expert. Mm-hmm. It's all about being just one small step in front of someone and guiding them through that experience. So if you're one small step in front of someone, you have the right and ability to coach them through that experience. It doesn't mean you need to be light years ahead of them and have all these accolades and so many coaching clients on your resume at this point, but it's really just about, are you one small step in front of them? And if you are, then you can coach them through that experience. So don't allow this limiting belief that you don't have any coaching clients, you don't have X amount of followers, you don't have the right to coach them because you're only 24 years young. Like, eliminate all that, because it's just limiting beliefs. Like, I've coached clients that are 10, 20 years older than me, which is a huge, like, I don't even know if they know my age, but like, that's like, you know, that's a huge like vulnerability, like to raise your hand and say, hey, I need help. And you're looking to someone younger than you by maybe 10 years, 20 years. Mm-hmm. There's no ego in that for me. There's no like, I'm smarter than them. Look at me. I'm 30 years young and I'm coaching someone in their mid 40s. Like, that's not the thought. It's like, I have been through certain experiences in my life that I can help them on. And I know the reverse is true, that they've been through experiences that I've never been through that they could help me on. So long-winded answer to say, don't let your age, your past coaching history, don't let any of those things be the thing that stop you from actually just testing and throwing yourself out there.
Okay. No, that it is exactly what I needed to hear. Because I find I need all the answers. And that's definitely not the case. Because yeah, just like you said, one small step ahead of them. And that just brought me a lot of relief, because I feel that I'm like, oh, I want to do this. And then that big thought of like, oh, you need to know it all, just kind of overwhelms me and makes me feel small. So that right there is just a big weight off my chest of actually like, right, that's why I initially want to do it, is just offer them. And that's all coaches have ever done for me, not given me all the answers. So
Well, keep that front of mind, because if you keep reminding yourself of that feeling, that emotion you just felt, it's going to give you more permission to just test and to just go and to like see what could come from it. And the only way, like the fact that you've already started a podcast in of itself is a huge, like you've done this before. You've done this, like, I'm going to throw myself out there to the public and see what happens. So I hope this process can be it can be easier because you've already done this before. If you were like, hey, Bobby, I've never created content, I want to start coaching, like that's a huge, we got a couple things we need to work through to make that happen. But whether you've had 2 podcasts live, 100 podcasts live, it doesn't matter. You have worked through that limiting belief of like, oh, I'm going to put something out. Is anyone going to care? What are people going to think? Like, and that still may come up. That's fine. It happens to me. I've just gotten much better at letting those thoughts go as quickly as they come up. So hold on to that emotion and that feeling, knowing that you can be of service to someone out there, because you're simply just one small step in front of them and you can help guide them to where you are right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any final thoughts, comments, questions? How's this last 30 minutes been for you?
A lot better than expected, because honestly, I was like, oh, I just felt so nervous before this. And I don't know what it was. I was like, I don't know. But actually really good, because I think I came in with wanting more help on like the structure, but I think more just that feeling of like that fear makes it easier for the other small things to fall into place and not seem so scary. So I'm not going to procrastinate them. And now I'm like, oh, I know what I could do with this. Like, I feel really good. So thank you, Bobby. This has been awesome.
Good. Good. I'm really happy to hear that. Keep me posted on some of these changes and actually put into action some of the things we chatted about today. If somebody heard this episode and does want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to connect with you or listen to your podcast?
I guess just my Instagram, jessie.fiddler. My podcast is Conscious Creators Podcast. So
love it.
It's everywhere then.
Love that. I will have that linked up in the description below if anyone wants to connect or listen to the pod. But Jesse, it was a pleasure. Thank you for carving the time. And get out there. Give yourself permission to just test and see what comes in the next couple of weeks, couple of months. It's inevitable. It will happen. You just have to allow yourself to follow through on it.
Yes. Thanks so much, Bobby.
You got it.